Right now on VFN TV, we heard the Ayatollah of Iran making chants and leading chants, death to America. Well, he explains that today on VFN TV. In addition, the prices are soaring so high for food in America right now that one out of 11 people, they say, in the store today are stealing meat because they don't have enough money for the meat. Prophetic words say that your food budget, 40% of it will be just for food. Can you believe that? In addition, the poverty rate and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Molech, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We are so grateful that you joined us today. Have you heard the Ayatollah, the quote, supreme leader of Iran, who is leading his people and chants, death to America, death to America? You just saw it on the program as it was just playing. Well, he now is explaining to everyone, including his people, what he means by death to America. Let's take a look at the Ayatollah of Iran's explanation. Mind you, this is the very one that our leadership just cut a deal with to be able to eventually them to have, reports are according to BB, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the capabilities to produce nuclear weapons in approximately 5 to 10 years. Take a look.
از مرگ بر آمریکا مرگ بر ملت آمریکا نیست ملت آمریکا مثل بقیه ملت ها یعنی مرگ بر سیاست های آمریکا
You're looking at here, he's saying, I don't mean death to the people in America. I mean all the stuff that's around the people in America, like policies and, you know, you're looking at the Constitution that you just heard on a previous program where Vassar University is allegedly shredding the Constitution because one student is saying that they felt threatened by it or felt, you know, upset about having the Constitution around. And now you're looking, they're in agreement with what the Ayatollah is saying. And so when you hear that, it's like everything that makes up America, he's saying death to it. But as for the people, that sounds a lot like a lot of our leadership right now. They're just talking about, we want to fundamentally transform America into something that it's not, but it's going to be. And it's happening before our very, very eyes. And one of the prophetic words that was given is the fact that, you know, food prices were going to soar to real high prices. Did you know right now, according to this report, and you're going to see it, I believe this is 1 in 11 people you see in the store, prices are so high, guess what? They're stealing meat to be able to have protein for their family. And according to John Paul Jackson, we'll hear about that in a moment, that it's gonna go be eventually 40% of our family budget will be spent on food. Food prices will be so high. Let's take a look now.
New tonight, people shoplift for all sorts of things, but the number one stolen item in this country may surprise you.
Yes, and with prices of this product soaring, the problem is only getting worse. CBS 2's Dave Carlin reports on the sirloin swipe.
Here's some food for thought. One of the next 11 people to walk past you in the supermarket will steal something. Like this woman, accused of swiping snacks, or this man allegedly stuffing baby formula in his jacket.
People steal stuff because they need it, and also people steal stuff because of greed.
Believe it or not, the number one thing people steal is meat.
Taking meat from any grocery store is pretty easy.
Meat thefts, experts say, are reaching an all-time high because beef prices have soared in recent years.
You only have so much money you can spend on groceries. So if the cost of ground beef goes up 30 to 40%, you have two ways of eating beef. Eating less, or in this case, stealing it.
Jamie Schweid is a fourth-generation beef purveyor whose company specializes in custom-blended ground beef.
But my father started the business in the meatpacking district in the late 70s.
At that time, Schweid says, there was an ample supply of cattle, and beef prices were low. Today, factors like the popularity of high-protein diets, including the Atkins diet, increased costs to feed cattle, and most recently the drought in the Midwest, have led to a dramatic rise in beef prices, which in turn has a growing number of meat thieves hitting the store, says former NYPD Detective Joe Jackalone.
They kind of do this without, you know, even forethought, even knowing full well that there's video surveillance everywhere.
Take a look at this man attempting to conceal meat in his clothing before he's caught, or this man shoving meat up his shirt in this butcher shop. Some thieves even enlist the help of their children to carry out their crimes.
They'll put them on an 8-year-old or a 6-year-old, knowing that the police aren't going to arrest them.
So now, in an effort to combat stolen meat, some stores are exploring anti-theft packaging, similar to sensors on clothes. While it may be a sad day when alarms have to be placed on meat.
In about the next year or so, there's going to be more cattle available in this country, so there should be cheaper beef.
Schweid says things are looking up. On the West Side, Dave Carlin, CBS 2 News.
Now 1 in 11 people you see in the store, reportedly, they're saying, is stealing protein, stealing meat to be able to have it because the prices have gotten so high based on the drought and the things that are going on. And some of the things that we're hearing, those things are just going to escalate, drought and difficult times. And so there's an assumption that there will be able to have be more cattle in the future. But if you look prophetically at what John Paul Jackson said and the prophetic headlines that the Lord showed him, one of the prophetic headlines, and you're seeing it happen right now, is food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. I mean, look at this. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. And that's what's happening. I mean, inflation means the price of everything is going up, and it's a difficult thing. And so that was prophesied about by John Paul Jackson. We talked about that. We have more available to you on that, including preparing for the coming storm. You can go to VFNTV.com on the front page and scroll down, and you'll see this whole banner that says prepare now. And these are things that are happening. And not only that, look at this next thing that was prophesied about in headlines by John Paul Jackson with Streams Ministry, who's now with the Lord. He says, Cisco company and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. I mean, think about it. Can you imagine? Because normally that's what your mortgage costs. But they're talking about, or your rent, they're talking about 40% of your budget will be spent on food. We encourage you, if you haven't yet gotten prudent preparation, you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch newsletter at the upper right-hand corner, and instantly you'll receive as a gift to be able to get in your email a message about prudent preparation. You need to start thinking outside the box, because everything the Lord has said, everything that we've been unfolding, it's all coming to pass. And God is loving on us enough to be able to tell us. We're going to talk about this after the break, but we're also going to talk about the poverty rate, how the poverty rate is increased. We're 46.2 million people in America now are in poverty. What's taking place? Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN-TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as mm-hmm. you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
what's
available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN-TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled.
Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think Trust about this. God. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has, because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's amazing, John, isn't it, that, you know, these things we're seeing. I mean, if you've been with us on this journey, you know, we're just as amazed as you are as we're watching everything that God said, you know, be fulfilled. And it also puts the fear of God in you and knowing if the rest of what he's talking about is, it's, you know, as you're seeing it on our program, it's going
to
be really
it's yet to come.
But you're looking at, I was in law enforcement, so I saw quite often kids use their children to steal things because
parents use their kids
to steal things because kids don't get the same persecution or prosecution that you would as an adult. But, I mean, you're looking at grown folks, you know, coming in there and stealing, you know, beef and meat.
Food.
And we
food.
Imagine when it gets to the time of cereal, 40% of your budget. Mm. Imagine 40% of your budget. In other words, you earn $100, $40 of that goes to groceries. And the rest of it, you got to figure out how to pay your rent and your gas and that type of thing. And some difficult days are ahead. And it's just getting started in regards to that. And it's going to get better after it gets worse. Mm. But it's going to look totally different. But even the poverty rate, John, I mean, you look at the poverty rate right now, that it's reported that 46.2 million Americans, 15% of our population, is in poverty. That means a four-member family makes $23,000 or less for four people.
Wow.
You know, that's rent and fuel and
and
food and all that. And the way things are set up in America and the way things cost in America based on, you know, the poorest person in America is richer than, you know, 70% of the world's population. But the truth is it costs more money for drugs, you know, prescription drugs in America than it does somewhere else. It costs more money for
basic needs. I mean, just to run a household, power, electricity, you know, just things of that nature, telephone, those things cost in America, and they're not inexpensive.
It's amazing. I don't know if you've noticed yet that your power bill is going up. And that's amazing, isn't it? But I remember our president telling us years ago, he says, that it's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, power's going to go up. Coal's going to go out. And taxes will go up and
sorry, Virginia.
He was actually everything that he said would happen is happening. But 46.2 million. And this is a challenge. We're looking at a place where inflation's going up, which means the price of things going up. We're in this particular
holding pattern. It's
not a true picture of who
it's
we are.
Really,
I mean,
suspension.
It's
really.
Not this bad. It's worse.
It's worse, right? It's worse.
Because they're printing money. They're printing money, and when you can print money, imagine if you had a copy machine in your house and you needed some money to get some gas, and all you do is just copy off a couple you know, $100 bills.
I think you said it best in a previous program where you said that America's like walking, has walked over the plank, like on a ship, and it's way past the plank, but it's just being suspended over the water only by the grace of God. So we're way stretched out right now.
It really is, and it's like a ship with no, it's no longer moored to any docks. I mean, all the ropes have been cut loose. And it seems intentional. I mean, like the Ayatollah was talking about, you know, this is what I mean. I mean, death to the policies. And when you think about that, you could list that out. He's talking about death to our constitutional values, to who we are as a people, our laws, and how we operate things. And that's, if you look at some of the leaders in government right now, that's exactly how they feel. They don't like how America was, and they're fundamentally transforming America. And things that are happening today, you know, people wouldn't have even imagined them happening before. But prophetically, you can go back and listen to our program or watch it. You'll see where we're talking about it. But it's real weird how it works, because most people live in this moment, and people can't remember how it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago or
a month ago.
They're
shredding the Constitution. Yeah. I mean, go figure.
And a good way to describe the Constitution, and I say this, but it just gets the word picture down. Imagine if you have an aquarium, a fish aquarium, a glass aquarium, and you have all your fish in there and all your little, all that, you know, fake stuff in there. They're swimming around, right?
The scuba guy.
The scuba guy and all that. And so it's like, wow, you can observe. I mean, these fish live in this environment, and they get fed, and they just live their life in that. You got an aerator putting air in it. All these different things are happening. But there's one thing that we don't think about much. The reason why that thing, the fish are able to live, the water's able to be there, that the aerator is blowing air into that fish aquarium, is because there's this thing called the glass aquarium. They got this glass. You got, you know, potentially four sides. It could be more. But, you know, it's holding all this water in place. So literally you have, you know, a foot of water or 2 foot of water in your house. But, you know, somebody says, how could that be? Well, it's not everywhere. It's just in one controlled area called an aquarium. Does that make sense? And so you can consider the Constitution of America. It is the aquarium. It is what's holding America in place by the grace of God. So when somebody shreds the Constitution, like allegedly the leaders are, and teachers and professors and counselors at Vassar University, then they're saying that this aquarium offends me. Can you imagine a fish is going like, you know, this aquarium offends me. You're like, fish, you don't understand. If this aquarium goes, you're going to be in my den in the carpet. You know, you're not going to live. We're going to be flushing you down the
toilet.
And so, but you think about it, that you would say, what's wrong with that fish? Has that fish lost its mind? It's futile thinking. This fish is very futile. I mean, this is like, it's lost its ability to, and futile thinking means that everything that it's thinking about is just stupid. It doesn't even make sense. It's foolishness. And so you have to say, I can't follow that fish, because that fish don't know it's actually prescribing its own death, like the Ayatollah saying, you know, I want to kill the aquarium. And I like the fish, but I just want to kill the aquarium.
Yeah.
And he says in Romans chapter 1, I believe, he says that because if we continue to do evil, then all of a sudden we get turned over to our consequences and our thinking becomes futile. You know, pride thinks that, you know, we're in total control and that we can think our way out of this.
Sure.
And even if it's a bad way, you know, I could change my ways and I could go back. But there comes a day that we realize how much God's in control, because suddenly you cannot tie your shoes anymore. Suddenly, you know, you're working somewhere you never would have worked before. Suddenly you're just accepting whatever, and so many people are so tired right now, John. They're so tired, but they're not doing anything.
Right. I mean, when you really have to do something.
Yeah, well, you think about it. How hard did past generations work in the farm and preparing the food and slobbing the hogs and the cows and all the things you had to do, you know, just to get something on the table that night? And today, I mean, the physical exertion going forth is very little, yet it's the highest prescribed drugged culture. It is tired and worn out. It's futile. And it's very scary when we start looking at, we're living in a blessed land. You think about this, the people that were on the streets complaining about the 99%, it's reported that some of those guys are
the 1%.
The 1%. They were, you know,
their fathers and mothers paid for their education. They're one of the high universities like Yale, Harvard, and all that. And not everybody, but there were some of the they didn't understand. That's called feudal thinking. When you are the 1% and you're yelling at the 90%, you really don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that. And you've talked to people before. Haven't you talked to people before? You know, John, you're talking to them. You go, but don't you think left or right, the up or down, they tell you something. You go, oh. You know, you realize, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Until you opened your mouth, I thought we were going somewhere. Yeah,
I was
with
like,
this.
Oh,
what
I didn't.
Happened?
Oh my goodness, I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
But now I do.
Would you like some water or something? Right? Is everything okay? Everything's great. Because there comes this time, and we're going to talk about this in the future. Mm. But the nuns have beat the nuns.
Mm.
The N-O-Ns have beat the N-U-Ns, because now the non-religious in America outnumber the Catholic Church.
Wow.
In regards to their conservative values. So there's more people who are considered non-religious. You know, they don't pray, they don't consider God, you know, out there, and all these worldly viewpoints. But there's more nuns than there are nuns now, reports are, which is non-religious. So I think the Catholic Church makes up about 20%. They make actually the same percentage of Catholics in conservative and liberal parties. They're both about the same. I think it's like 26%, but they're like 31% of non-religious, of younger people. And it's like, we have to begin to if we love people, if we love this generation, we have to be willing to pour our lives into them. We have to be willing to, if they're non-religious, instead of judging them, we got to say, well, you never were taught. You didn't know. I need to live a life better in front of you. If my life caused you not to believe, and it's not necessarily they would, but this is going to be a lot more. It's not going to increase like the numbers are increasing.
Well,
Mother
Teresa said it best. If we spend all of our time judging people, we won't have any time to love them.
Right.
And so we're not called to judge. We're called to love.
Yeah. And I remember, too, that she said very specifically about what America's approving of right now about abortion in front of President Bill Clinton. And
Vice President Al Gore.
And Al Gore said it's probably one of the worst things you could possibly do is to take the youngest of lives that is going on. So, you know, this is the direction that we're going in. Understand, no matter what way the world goes, no matter what societies do and government does, God's people continue on. You know, we heard just the other day, and we're going to have it again for you soon, but one particular reporter that has gone out and interviewed quite a few people that are persecuted, interviewed the Christians in Egypt that were being persecuted, and asked them, are you worried about the Muslim Brotherhood becoming government back when they were coming? No. If we get arrested, then we'll just witness to people in the jail. If we're not arrested, then we'll just witness to people out here. It doesn't matter what the world does. And if they kill us, we'll go to be with God.
Yeah.
And having that right mindset, and that's really the right mindset. But every other mindset where you're trying to hold on to things and stuff and all that, that's called your idols.
Yeah.
If you're choosing that over God, but you're free when you're willing to give up everything for God. And he says, unless you give up everything, you can't even be my disciple. Jesus said that.
Even the word says, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace of God. I mean,
and I need grace. I need grace. I'll tell you what, I want you to listen to this offer that we have available for you. It's you know, the understanding that the times and the season that we're in and the Lord's coming. Gonna go to this break after that, and then we're going to come back and continue this conversation and encourage you that it doesn't matter what the world is doing, that God's people will continue on and continue to flourish. You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer 1999, and it's number 1999. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
And others will go to meet him in the air. I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine Decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying, these are signs, they're rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, your partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows, he sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on Partner Now, which you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning, Are You Ready? It's offer $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today, and also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you, and it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light. And it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
It's very short.
Thank you for being with us today and watching VFN TV, where we keep the conversation light and we're focused on Israel.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Does a federal employee have the right to read the Bible during their free time in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for the NWR Boys and Girls Club of America. I work in the military base there. And they don't have somebody to work their front desk. And I've been filling in for them. And they told me that I just sit there, say hi to the parents, and answer the phones. And I'm allowed to bring music, or I'm allowed to bring a book or something. And I had my electronic Bible sitting there on the desk. And one of the military men told me that someone had gotten fired for that before, and I better be careful. Is what I'm doing against the law?
It's not against the law at all. And I'll get some of our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice and our legal staff to talk to you. The Bible's not a banned book on a military base. That's a really big overreaction on the issue, and they're clearly not giving you the law correctly. You have the right to have your Bible there during free time without any problem.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied,
but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. And we're looking at these particular statistics that just came out talking about...
From the Pew Research Centers for Religious Landscape.
Yeah, saying that, you know, America is becoming more non-religious, and that's why they call them nuns, N-O-N. And the statistics are, the numbers are, since the... in each party, pretty much, I guess there's a Democrat and Republican party, even those other parties. Catholics are pretty much identical in the numbers that are in the Liberal Party and that's in the Conservative Party. But even though the non-religious have beat the nuns, you know, meaning the Catholic Church, and which means the values and kind of where are we going? And we're about to talk about why it's so important is, you know, you're finding out why the culture is going the way it is because God's not in it. You know, the non-religious means somebody who hasn't turned to God, prayed to God, read the things of God, you know, been taught the things of God, staying away from the things of God. So there is no God in that in that whole paradigm, which means this, the answer is, and they refer to the more godly generation as the silent generation. And you think about it.
That's the last thing you want to be called.
You know, it's like, you know, if we weren't that silent, maybe this younger generation would know God.
Yeah.
And the question is why are we silent?
That's right.
And so let's read that first statement they have up there about, you know, where we are.
It says, Americans are becoming less religious, judging by such markers as church attendance, prayer, and belief in God. And the trend is more pronounced among young adults, according to a poll released on Tuesday.
Well, you think about you know, attending church, just going to some service somewhere is not necessary. I mean, if the creator of the universe is manifesting his presence and his voice is being made known and he's healing, he's revealing, he's just changed, rocking your world, who wouldn't want to go there?
Right.
Wherever your gathering's at, right?
That's right.
And even if you thought you didn't want to go there, you would actually, after a few weeks, start to realize, I need to go back there because life is totally different now. Mm-hmm. But if God's not there, you know, one particular book was written by one author called God's Left the Building. Mm. But Paul told us a long time ago, he says, you are the building of God. So it's not, he never was in a building. In the context of that, he was in the believers who were in the building.
But if that's where they're meeting and he's not there, then I wouldn't fault them for not going back either, you know?
Well, can you imagine, you know, I guess we could imagine what it would be like. And the prayer and belief in God, you know, that these have come down. And the whole thing is that, you know, the contradictions of the ones who profess to walk with God. And, you know, we outside the grace of God, I mean, Pat's a contradiction. No, I mean, we're contradictions.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 7. But when you understand the word of God, the ways of God, the grace of God, the mercies of God, why Jesus had to die for us and pay the price for, you understand, say, wait a minute, men aren't perfect. God's perfect. And if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then, you know, I'm not, you know, this, you know, I'm not Jesus. And John's not Jesus.
No.
Pat, and you aren't either. And
make sure you get
that. Yeah, right. And nor are you, Elijah. Anyway, so a little joke, melancholy joke. Anyway, so, but the in the context of that, you realize you can understand that God loves fallen people. He loves us. He loves mankind, and he wants to forgive you. But you have to actually bring him into your life to be able to do that. But if you haven't attended, you haven't had somebody preaching that message and talking, teaching you about the things of God. We'll be talking about catechism soon because the word, the scripture that says, you know, train up the child in the way that he shall go. When he gets old, he won't depart from it. That word is not train. It's actually catechism or catechize, which means to teach them the ways of God. And that's how, and just, you know, teaching them how to eat and shower and get a job. I mean, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, catechize them in the things of God. The Catholic Church has catechism, but the whole church needs to get to the point that what does that really mean, train up or catechize the child? We'll talk more about that in the future. But so the answer would be then, you know, to if somebody's not coming, and you think about it, prostitutes came to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Sinners ran to Jesus.
Right.
The only folks that had difficulty coming to Jesus was the religious, the ones that thought they were right.
Right.
And they even confronted Jesus and said, you know, you've got to be wrong because we're right. Right?
That's right.
And so then they began to battle over with God over who was right. Mm. Their gathering was the more godly gathering. It's like, yeah, but if why is all these people gathering around Jesus and nobody gathering around the Pharisee?
Yeah.
And the ones that are gathering with the Pharisee are told, this is the only place that you can go. Don't go. Don't, you know, and they're kind of held this religious
captivity.
And those
that gathered around Jesus, their life was changed for the good. You know what I mean?
And the religious
was fruit.
Yeah, and the religion was saying, you know, to each other, you know, Jesus doesn't even know that this is a prostitute that's washing his feet right now. Like, God doesn't know that that's Mary. Yeah. And he that's been forgiven much, loved much, is where he talked about. And so I think that the big thing is on us, you know, that, you know, help me to live a life that's in a way that it's worthy of the call. And that's a big statement, you know, live a life worthy of the call. And when you're around a whole culture that's filled with religion, you can almost think you're right when you're wrong.
That's a scary thing about religion, is that people will settle much more easier for a form of godliness as long as it looks right, looks holy, looks quote-unquote religious, and God is nowhere around. That's very scary, very scary.
Right, and if we are the temple of God, you know, our bodies, and God dwells inside of us, when he says, I'm knocking at the door, he's not talking about your plywood, metal wood, stucco building. He's talking about knocking on the door of our hearts.
That's right.
You know, will we let him in? And God, by the way, God loves you no matter what religion said. I believe this is all happening so that God can get our attention, because death is inevitable for everyone. Eternity is inevitable for everyone. And God wants to spend eternity with you, but there's a prerequisite for that.
Yeah.
And it is making Jesus Christ the Lord, being catechized in the things of God, being his disciple. What else does it say?
Well, it says that the share of U.S. adults who say they believe in God, while still high compared with other advanced industrial countries, slipped to 89% in 2014 from 92% in 2007. This is according to the Pew Research Centers for Religious Landscape Study.
Any percentage drop is huge.
Of course it is.
You're talking about 350 million people.
Yeah.
Well, that's very huge. And if you look proportionately at, and they'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a moment, we're going to go to break, but it's the younger folks, you know, disproportionately have, you know, become non-religious. And I think it's the dichotomy. I really believe it's the dichotomy of those who profess. If 97% of Christians, according to George Barna, who call themselves regular church attenders every other 2 weeks, if your kids watch you rob God of tithes and offerings, they never see you put God first in offerings.
That's huge. It's 101. It's simple. Yeah. That's the easy thing.
But your kids see that. So they, it's like you're just all bark and no bite. Or they see that 81% of regular church attenders in America have Bibles, but they don't even pick them up. And so your kid has never seen you with a Bible in your hand. At the same time, you're telling him, you need to go to church. You're telling her, you need to go to church.
It's like, at home. I know you're bringing 81%. It to church.
They don't pick it up. 81% don't even pick it up, according to George Barna.
Yeah.
And so, and then out of the 19% that do, that only 3% of those are the ones who actually pick up the Bible, read it, and do what it says. So you got 3% that are honoring God, not robbing from him, and 3% that are abiding and following him. That's a very small remnant. But Jesus rocked all eternity and the universe with 12.
With 12.
More we get back from the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as mm-hmm. you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards
it's
to
very
what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFNTV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift,
right.
A gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
it's amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now, he's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going over some an article that just came out about where we are statistically in regards to America is, in regards to religion, a relationship with God. You've got to listen to this. This is amazing, this next thing they're talking about.
We'll make sure all this is related for you on the torch so you can see and read it yourself. It says the proportion of Americans who say they are absolutely certain God exists fell even more to 63% in 2014 from 71% in 2007.
That's 63%?
Yeah.
That means 37% of Americans are not absolutely sure that God exists. 37%. That's like 4 out of 10.
10.
40 out of 100. That's a significant part of a culture.
Yeah.
And they say this is some of the rules are, is that, you know, that you can have 10% of a culture, 10% of anything moving in the one direction, and you can fundamentally transform everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's 37%.
Wow, that's huge.
37%. And it's mostly young folks, and it's amazing how, you know, things are pushing that way. And the thing is that we have to understand that God loves young folks and mm-hmm. that we need to, you know, begin to reach out for them. And if you look back at everything that God had done, many things that God has done historically in the past, it's always moving with young people.
Yeah. And the question really is why? Why 37% of Americans are not absolutely convinced that God exists.
Well, you think about this. I mean, even Paul writes about it. He says, how will they know unless you tell them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the silent generation hasn't told them, not through their actions, not through their words, because you're known by your fruit.
That's right.
But the 37% saying that they're not absolutely sure about God reminds me of Psalms 14:1, where David's talking about it. It says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Mm.
I mean, think about how significant that is. And he says, they are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good when he talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, once we push God out of the picture, it just gets horrific. I think what's interesting too is that Jesus said, when they're talking about, what is the day that this puppy's going to end? What's the day is he coming back? And he says, well, it'll be like the days of Noah. You know, the days of Noah. What was the days of Noah like? You know, in their minds, God was totally out of the picture. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, evil was on everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which means to me that it's significant for a few people still focusing on God. You know, Noah and his family were focusing on God. God knew it. And God spared the ones who were focusing on him. And they preached, 125 years or whatever it was. You know, he told everybody, hey, this is the reality. He's prophesying. Look how merciful God is.
And for those people who are into numbers, listen, this is, don't get caught up in numbers, because oftentimes the large numbers are going in a different direction.
Yeah. Well, wide is the road that leads the wrong direction, you know? And I mean, some people are more into having friends than they are to having God. You know, think this means that I won't, you know, be hanging around with Lucifer anymore. It's like, well, yeah, pretty much. You know, you'll be leaving Lucifer. Besides, he wasn't a good friend.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you think about that so as we're getting closer to the days of the Lord's coming, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. I mean, Paul writes to Timothy in his last letter talking about, hey, as long as these evildoer dudes are around, these people that are using religion to twist things and lead people astray, he says, it's going to get way worse. That was Paul's last letter, who had third heaven revelation, who wrote almost half of the New Testament that we build Bible schools on. I mean, so many people are trying to make the world better, and it's like, you know what? We need to live better, even in a bad world.
That's right.
We need to shine our light. And this is what he says. He says, and if you haven't yet, I mean, being a partner with VFN-TV, I'm telling you, accesses you to so many things that we give you, and it's just many, many prophetic messages that you'll have at any time you want as a VFN-TV partner. But one is children of the light. God has called us to be children of the light, that even as gross darkness covers the nations and the people and the world, and thick darkness covers mankind, our light is going to shine. So the darker it gets, the more lighter you look. And he says, kings will come to your glory. So the contrast, if somebody keeps on trying to make a dark world lighter, then you're not being noticed anyway.
That's right.
But the thing about it is if the lights go out and nobody can see you, you only thought you were a child of the light, right?
That's so right.
If things get dark and you cannot find the Lord, you got to ask your question, do I know him? Because no matter what, you know, God sent the light into the world, Jesus, to bear witness of him. And then he actually dwells inside of us. He says, your word is a light lamp, a light unto my feet. It tells us where we are, and a lamp unto my path that tells us where we're going. I mean, it's all about light. And so what he says, and this is totally yours as a partner. It's called Children of the Light. You need to really hear that, because you wouldn't be so fearful of the things and where they're going. Yeah. It's just going to get that way. Mm-hmm. But the church is going to get stronger. The harvest is going to be big.
Absolutely.
And people finally can tell who loves God and who doesn't love God, who's given their life for him or not. What does the next thing say before?
It says the percentage of Americans who pray every day and attend religious services regularly and consider religion important in their lives are down by small but statistically significant measures, according to this survey. The trend is most pronounced among young adults, with only half of those born from 1990 to 1996 absolutely certain of their belief in God, compared to 71% of the silent generation, or those born from 1928 to 1945. Younger people are also less likely to pray daily at 39%, compared to the silent generation of adults at 67%. Young adults are also much less likely to attend religious services, the survey found.
So you think about it. So, I mean, imagine life and there's nobody you can turn to.
Yeah.
You think about technology. At the time now, the statistics are 9 hours a day that the young people and people in general are spending in technology now, on media.
Yeah.
Like 9 hours a day.
That's easy. Before, it used to be that an average child would listen to watch 6 hours of television. Remember, television was at a set location, either in the living room, and if you were blessed and fortunate, it would be in the child's bedroom, if that you consider that a blessing. Mm-hmm. But today, they have mobile devices that are literally on their person for 24 hours. So nine hours, I think, is actually very conservative.
So you think about it. So people are turning to technology as God.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a conversation, like, instead of praying to God and asking a way through it, they Google a way and say, maybe this will work.
That's huge.
That's huge. That's what's happening.
Instead of having a relationship with the Holy Spirit and God, you're asking a computer for the answers.
And they're working hard trying to be God. in technology, you know, their vision statement was, you know, to have all information at all times at any moment on any device. And it seems like they're becoming to pass. Their first logo was the Burning Man.
Yeah.
You know, it was a logo on there. But you know, people are turning to technology. Technology is trying to answer all these questions. So people say, I have no need of God. That's why an EMP might not be a bad thing.
Hey.
But you got to deal with the ramifications when everybody finds out that the technology wasn't God, because EMP would shut down all those different electronic devices and stuff. But here we are, and we're coming to an end. I want to be able to pray with you, because we're sharing you these pretty, and we'll make all of them available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But the thing about it is not to criticize the young people. Let's reach the young people.
Yes.
God loves them. God's got a plan for their life. Religion, nobody wants religion. Jesus didn't want religion. Religion is what put him on the cross. He wanted us to be in tune with what he had, a relationship with the Father. And we can have that through Jesus Christ, his Son. And we share with our testimonies at meetmyfather.org, where we met God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And maybe today is your day. Go to meetmyfather.org to find out more details. Let me pray for you. Remember, please pray for us. We need your prayers. Father God, Lord, we love you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We pray for this young folks, God.
Yes.
Specifically that are being pointed out, the non-religious, Father God. We pray for the encounters for these young folks, God, these teenagers and young in their 20s, Father God. We begin to just, like the latter days, God, to begin to have a huge harvest amongst them, God, and help the silent generation to no longer be silent anymore, Father God, but they would spend our lives being able to go out and just share the love of God, the grace of God, mercy of God, forgiveness of God, and turning back, Lord, to truly go through our own catechism, being trained up and discipled in the things of the Lord God. I pray a blessing over our audience, those that are hearing and those that are listening. I pray for dreams and visions to be released, Father God. And we pray for all those that are coming to the Vine Seminar, God, that you would stir their heart and prepare them for what you have in store. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless and thanks for joining us.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.